This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Expanding access to new therapies and drugs like the recently approved gene therapies for sickle cell disease. The order tasks the Department of Health Care and Family Services with leading the state's efforts to establish payment models and financial structures that support access to sickle cell treatments and other new high-cost drugs. Volunteers are needed for the annual honeysuckle sweep in Fairview Park to protect the park's biodiversity from this invasive plant. Honeysuckle is one of Illinois's most common and invasive bushes. The honeysuckle sweep will be from 8 to 11 a.m. April 6th at Fairview Park. Participants meet at the Fairview Park pool parking lot. Be sure to bring gloves and pruners. They're asking volunteers to register in advance at go.illinois.edu/honeysuckle by April 4th. More stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
Getting more Americans out of Haiti. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. government and Florida will fly more out today, as Fox's Griff Jenkins reports.
It's a race against time to get these stranded Americans out of Haiti as those armed gangs continue to take over the capital. Four more flights are set to land later today. A plane arriving Sanford, Florida yesterday carrying 14 Americans escaping the chaos. Governor DeSantis says he's proud of his state's efforts.
It's easier to get into this country illegally through our southern border than it is for us to rescue U.S. citizens from a country that's collapsed and where they're in danger.
Speaking of danger, Russia launched a barrage of missiles at Ukraine, but all were shot down.
It's 44 days since the people of Kyiv last woke up to this. Air raid sirens, then loud explosions as Russian missiles target the Ukrainian capital. Ukraine's emergency service says 13 people were hurt by the debris of around 30 cruise and ballistic missiles being shot down.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Egypt trying to again work out an immediate ceasefire for Gaza, pushing for Hamas to free all the hostages it took in the October terror attack that sparked Israel. War. The search continues the second day in Idaho for an escaped prisoner. Skylar Mead, a white supremacist prison gang member who had help breaking free from a man who started shooting when they were transporting Mead from a hospital.
Two corrections officers were shot and wounded. Arriving Boise police mistook a third corrections officer for a suspect and shot and wounded him slightly. Mead and the suspect fled in a gray automobile. He had another 12 years on his sentence for various convictions, including shooting at a police officer.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan. Nobody struck it rich again in the Powerball last night, so the jackpot grows to $750 million. Friday's Mega Millions drawing worth almost $1 billion, the 10th largest lottery prize ever. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with our feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
As a Texas border law remains in legal limbo that would let police in the state arrest migrants who cross the border illegally, a new report shows about 200,000 illegal immigration cases have been tossed out of courts.
The report by a research and data gathering group at Syracuse University says the large number of immigration case dismissals since President Biden took office raises serious concerns. The nonpartisan Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, or TRAC, says Homeland Security's failure to file thousands of notices to appear left courts without jurisdiction to handle deportation cases and rule on asylum claims. TRAC said equally troubling is the lack of solid information on what happened to these many migrants. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after big gains. The Dow, the Nasdaq, S&P 500 all closed at record highs. Game two of the Major League Baseball season is underway in South Korea. The Padres lead the Dodgers 5-2 after two innings. L.A. won yesterday's opener, beating San Diego 5-2. With new Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani driving in the final L.A. run, but suddenly, he's in the middle of an off-the-field controversy.
On Wednesday, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was reportedly fired after Ohtani's representatives accused him of a, quote, massive theft of Ohtani's funds in placing bets with an alleged illegal bookmaker, according to the LA Times. The bookmaker is the target of a federal investigation, per the report. Ohtani's name came up in the investigation of Matthew Bowyer, who has not been charged with the crime. Sources told the LA Times that the money involved was in the millions. Bowyer's lawyer told the Times that her client never had contact with Ohtani. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
A lot of money is being wagered on March Madness. There are 16 NCAA men's basketball tournament games today. 16 more tomorrow after Colorado and Grambling State won the last two play-in games last night to set this 64-team bracket. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Now until April 1st is a great time for a new Toyota. Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speedboating.
Woo-hoo! Or even taking a RAV4.
To an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 35. For Friday, slight chance of afternoon rain and beyond. Mostly sunny with a high near 66. And Saturday, partly sunny and a high of 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 28 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. City Hall insider Paul Osborne will join us. We'll get a recap of the election, primary election this week here locally, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports as the tournament kicks off today. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a chillier Thursday for sure. We're going to bounce back nicely tomorrow. We have a lot going on. The tournament, I guess, officially has been underway all week with the play-in games, right? But today's the big day.
Field of 64 was set last night. This is the bracket as you know it starting today.
Yes.
I think the first game about 11:15.
Is that 11:15 our time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What time do the Illini play? I have that somewhere buried about 100 emails down.
Oh, that I don't know. Mm. And I should know because it's the one that I'd be. Oh, here we go. 2:10 on True TV.
Yeah, well, or listen to it right here.
Yeah, if you're watching on TV. If you're listening, yeah, WSOY.
Thank you. Hang on. I was just looking to see pregame and all that. I know Robert sent out an email. Here we go. Look, Thursday, Illinois basketball. I think the pregame is 1 o'clock. Is that right?
Makes sense. There's that's what you want.
Did you have your Eastern time or something on there? They'd have an hour and 20 minute pregame or hour and 10 minutes.
I mean, I'm just looking at ESPN.com and generally it is set to be in your local time unless it's denoted as Eastern Standard Time. But I'll look.
Morehead State, this is obviously round one, and I think everybody is excited about the start of this, but I think also equally nervous, you know, right? Because there's, I don't know, fans seem to me, they're even if fair weather fans, that they're always expecting the worst.
I think that there's a
how high up were you over the Patriots in the Super Bowl and still dreading?
Why are you bringing that up?
You're a diehard fan.
Yeah, and it's
you
were Tom Brady.
I know.
If you were against like Jimmy Garoppolo or something, I would have already popped the champagne okay. and dumped it all over my living room.
I just think there is part of fandom is always anticipating the worst. Like it's just baked into sort of the thing.
There is some, but it is overwhelming. Like tip off first game. This is the first ball towards a championship that's happening in March.
Yeah, that's before the game starts. Absolutely.
All the way through.
Oh, okay. there will be fans today, I promise you, because it is also known as, you know, upset round where mm-hmm. teams that have no business getting knocked out get knocked out. I mean, that's part of the allure. That's part mm-hmm. of what's baked into the excitement of this tournament is, you know, a 12 seed could take down, you know, a big name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No question about it. There's certainly a subsection of people looking for the upset. Some that are worried about it.
Worried, I think, is the bigger subset.
Some just cautiously optimistic.
Okay. All right.
This team, in this very specific season, this team has shown that they're a top five team. They've shown that they sometimes don't belong anywhere, but most of the time they're competitive in every game, and they can put it together against anybody at any time. So there is nothing to be... There's nothing to take for granted that they're going to choke in the big one or they always beat the big guy.
I'm not suggesting nothing, they no are. Pattern. I'm yeah. just talking about the fan experience in general is a mixture of excitement and dread.
Yeah.
And this Illini team, yes, they're 4-0 stretch going here, but they had to come back from double-digit deficits right. in all of those games to
impressively.
Win.
Impressively. Yeah,
yes, they did. Yeah. But then there's also the people who will go, well, you know, that luck will run out.
Yeah.
How many times are you going to do it? I'm not one of them. I'm not even suggesting this is going to be anything but a cakewalk today.
That would be actually that's the best case scenario is to not have to grind one out, go out and put one on them and go, all right, yeah. we're back, we're ready.
And ready to go into the next game. I'm just saying, I think as people watch, and it is different, this tournament is different than most, you know, sports tournaments, meaning that, you know, there's so many games going on, there's so many channels and so many ways to consume, and it's happening during the workday, you know, on a Thursday, which is unusual, but people will be excited and nervous and have a certain amount of dread.
That sounds like life.
I guess. Sort of. We'll see. I don't know anything about Morehead State. That's kind of part of the drama, too, is a lot of these schools that we've talked about or will talk about in the upcoming days, you have no connection to at all or no knowledge of. We did this with, Grand Canyon University yeah. and found out there was a person living here in Macon County.
Right here.
Works there. And we got to learn a little bit more about the Lopes. But there's 100 of those stories, and they're all just looking to slay a dragon.
That's right. 2:10 is the time okay. in Central
State. Man, that seems like a long time, doesn't it, for a pregame?
Well, it's more outlook of the it's in this scenario that it's probably I think it's a good listen because you're going to hear
about the Illini. It's going to bring you up to speed. And then you're
recap the season.
And more importantly, you're going to hear what to look for from Morehead State. They're going to have done their homework to tell you what to watch, what they're known for, and then that gives you a little primer for the game. So this is a good time to have a little bit of an extended pregame, I think.
I'm not knocking it. It just felt like somebody had the wrong time somewhere. Yeah. Like that seemed like an awful long pregame. But 1 o'clock, according to Roberts. So right here on WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Now, are we allowed to stream the broadcast?
I don't have any idea.
I can't, we go back and forth on this licensing stuff, you know, between baseball and football and then college athletics. And man, I just, the reasoning behind it seems so 1996.
Well, yeah, it was pieces of pie added after deals. And so we're not all back in sync yet.
It does seem to be to the benefit of everyone but the person who you're trying to attract, which is the audience.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Because we could and then we couldn't. I mean, over the years, it's been just goofy like that. And then Major League Baseball wanted everybody to go to the Major League Baseball app, which is okay, you know, but now you're hanging your partners out that have been with you for 75, 80 years. You know, it just doesn't, everybody's recipe ought to be able to be where everyone is, period.
That's right. The more places you can be, the better, because everybody has a different setup wherever they're at.
Yep. So anyway, I'll get some clarification on that and let you know. All right, coming up in about 45 minutes, Paul Osborne will be in, get his insights on this week's primary election and pretty low voter turnout. It was making me wonder. I saw a story or an editorial piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that on the campaign trail, right, that Donald Trump, former President Trump, is already saying the 24 election is going to be rigged, right? And he says we've got to win by so much because we have to be able to overcome, you know, the cheating. And then I wonder, what does that do for voter turnout if you're telling people, your base, that the outcome has already been decided?
It's confusing at best. It's confusing at best. I mean, there was a time when they were saying, don't go out and vote, it's rigged. And it's like, that is counterproductive.
Well, that's, I think, what the efforts of the party, you know, nationally, trying to get out the vote, trying to do mail-in voting, trying to do early voting. It's almost like you've got the system trying to do, like, look, we can't lose out on this stuff. We tell people, don't vote by mail, we're going to get killed in the vote by mail. We tell people, don't vote early, we're going to get killed by the people who vote early and encourage people to vote early. But then it seems like all that work or effort that they seem to be doing here at a state level and at a national level gets sort of wiped out when you stand on the stage and basically tell people that it's already rigged.
I think he's hedging. I understand.
Yeah, but that doesn't do anybody good but him.
I understand why he would do that, meaning that either I win and it's mine, or I don't and it was stolen, and I'm going to set the stage and I'm going to work that angle all the way through and to some level of success.
Yeah, but that doesn't help a single ticket person in the United States of America, which is what the party should be doing.
Right. And it's confusing when you look and so I'm a representative, a Republican representative on down the ballot.
A tough Senate race or a tough House race.
You're maybe keeping people away from helping me win. But if I win, is my win now in jeopardy because it was rigged?
Yeah.
And so it just sows doubt, and it's not really good for anybody other than the prospect or other than for Donald Trump if he were to lose. That's the only scenario where anything good comes of it.
This is why I don't understand the party loyalty out of fear or whatever it is, why people continue to bow down, because he doesn't care about any of that. I mean, the bowing down part, yes, he cares everything about that. But whether or not you win or the party wins or anybody else wins, it's almost like I'll go be president. I don't even care if I've got to fight Dems in the Senate and the House because I've screwed everybody else the whole way. How is that selfishness constantly rewarded?
I don't know. And I think that he, I think the language, just going off of his brand and the way that he presents and talks in such grand terms, I think that if he felt really confident about it, he could do the exact opposite. Not say that it's rigged, but we're going to win by millions and trillions of votes. All of you are going to get out, get out, get out, get out. We're all coming out. We're all coming out. Red wave, most votes ever. It's all coming. If he felt super confident about it, because that is his MO, is it's always the biggest, baddest, best. But for whatever reason, he's stepping it back.
His MO has always been take care of me.
Number one. Yeah.
Period. And there's not even a two.
I'm talking about his
delivery.
There's
not even a two in the conversation.
Not.
It's just
not.
One. And maybe the two is my family. I don't know. You know, maybe a two. I'm not even sure about that. But he just doesn't seem capable. I just think it sends the weird message of like, why bother?
It does. Or, and also subliminally, when this inevitable thing happens, when it is stolen from us, we'll have to deal with that again.
Yeah. And the idea that the Republican Party and the apparatus around that will quietly grumble, you know, to the media. And I cannot tell you how many of these people will go on the air and say one thing and get off the air. And as you're walking out the door, will really give you insight into how they really feel. Happened multiple times. And yet they grumble, but they just keep self-perpetuating this. And it's like they have some sort of death lock. It is the craziest thing. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, when you have a fractured party and one has all of the spotlight, good or bad, all of the space and all of print and all of the sound bites and all of radio and all of the clips and all of video. I mean, that's what you're up against.
Yeah. I think collectively they could have done something about it a long time ago.
For sure.
And have chose not to and just Correct. Fed into that and made that harder and harder and harder by not doing the right thing up front.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't even, it's crazy because I think most human beings, right, if you just had to use your social media as an example, you know, do you want followers that are racist or anti-Semitic would you want that in your feed just so you could say you have one more person following you?
Not in a feed, but in a ballot box.
I'm talking about, well, it's the same thing.
It's not.
How do you?
It's not the same thing.
How is it not the same thing? That we will let Nazis walk around the CPAC floor mm-hmm. openly mm-hmm. walk around the CPAC floor, and that's okay.
I'm saying the comparison between having noise of bad behavior and stuff in your following and somebody helping put you in office because they physically count as one more vote, there's no advantage to having them cloud your feed, whereas you could hold your nose in theory and take their votes.
I think that's exactly what's wrong with,
I agree.
With politics
I didn't say
today.
It was right.
I think I start most conversations with, you know, when we're talking about bad behavior being the right thing to do versus the wrong thing to do. Openly allowing Nazis to hang around your party today is absolutely insane.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. It's not a good look. It's not a good way to beat
and
people.
The hold your nose argument has been used for so long in politics. It's what got us George Ryan jail. It's what got us Rod Blagojevich jail. It's what got us Donald Trump, and it's what may get us Donald Trump again. And Republicans, good Republicans that are not Nazis, are not racist, would draw a line. It is impossible for me to fathom a Dwayne Nolan or a Frank Watson being okay because it's just another vote at the ballot box with Nazis.
Yeah, I'm not saying they endorse. I was just pointing out the distinction between the two things. I don't know what type of people endorse that type of stuff.
By not saying anything, they all are.
Complicit in that way, sure.
You bet. There was a time when that would not have been the case. I mean, who was the ex-Klan guy?
David Duke?
Yes. There were not people out there standing tall next to David Duke and embracing him. He was admonished across the board that this is not our party. We do not stand for this. We do not support him.
Yeah. Why would you?
They're doing it today.
I know.
and the hold your nose argument, and that's not your quote. I mean, that mm-hmm. is used regularly, is what gets us to that place where we are today.
Yeah.
Because you do enough of that, and all of a sudden, you're in a very, 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 very bad area. Not to someone you just personally don't like, or this guy's kind of full of himself, or this guy's all about the stage. But I'm talking about bad stuff.
Absolutely.
North Carolina schools nominee. Watch this woman get tracked down by a reporter. And there was an incumbent Republican who has this position. Evidently, they have an elected schools, you know, that's over the public school system in the state. You know, these laws all vary wherever you go. And in North Carolina, there's an elected. There was a GOP Republican. Not a superintendent. I don't know what the actual title of it is. But this Michelle Morrow, who literally took out the incumbent, down ticket race, right? I mean, it's not like you're voting for governor or, you know, U.S. senator. You know, not a lot of advertising and noise. But this woman has posted that President Obama should be executed. This woman has literally, I mean, just go look at it. I mean, you don't have to. This isn't like a maybe she said this stuff. I mean, it absolutely was posted by her. And the confrontation with her about would she accept responsibility for what she's had to say or is she sorry for posting this stuff would not, A, deny that she did it, but would not even answer the questions. And she is the one who wants to now be in charge of what your children learn. And there was an incumbent Republican in the position.
That they booted out. Wow, that's terrible.
This is
terrible.
But this is what hold your nose gets you. I mean, sometimes it's just, oh, okay, you get that guy. That guy's a camera hog. That guy's a, you know, whatever. That gal. But when you keep holding your nose and you keep moving the line of standards and you keep just going, well, you know, you can't turn away those votes. This is what you end up with. And that's not a red thing or a blue thing. I mean, that's across the board.
It's not even good math. And the reason I say that is, let's say there's 100, you know, Klan members or whatever, that you want those 100 votes. You probably lose more than 100 just by taking those 100. It's not good math.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it's not like you can't get surprised, you know, that there's somebody in a crowd.
Sneaks in,
you find out,
yeah.
But when you know, you know. And when you do nothing about it, that says all it needs to say
exactly
about you.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that's what they're doing today.
And it's costly.
And you've got these QAnon people, which she's one of them. You know, I mean, can you imagine you're going to turn over your children's education to this woman if she wins in the general election?
That's wild. I'm just reading some of her stuff. It's pretty heavy-handed.
I'm not certain it's even legal. I'm not certain she won't get a visit by the Secret Service.
Yeah. I mean, you're not exaggerating.
This was the debate she was having on social media in 2020. One media user said that Obama should be in Guantanamo Bay. And she responded, I'd prefer a pay-per-view of him in front of a firing squad. Don't want to waste another dime on supporting his life. We could make some money back from televising his death. And now she is on the ballot to run public schools in the state of North Carolina.
Yeah, she called in the past public school socialism centers and indoctrination centers. And so now you understand the platform of what, you know, man.
So this is what you get, and it's done in the open. It's not behind closed doors. You know, the Klan didn't do their stuff in the open. They wore those hoods because they didn't want people to go, oh, that's the banker, Bob. They were smart enough in their evil, corrupt way to go, not everybody's going to be cool with this. These people do it on a daily basis on social media in their own name. And these are the people that you're worried about losing their vote?
Doesn't make sense to me.
Nope. And I don't think it makes sense to a lot of people, even people with conservative viewpoints about a lot of things. And we just keep moving that line of what's acceptable or not acceptable and moving that line and moving that line. And you want to be the law and order people, but you can't even agree on what's acceptable or not. And it isn't enough behind closed doors to go, ooh, I wish you wouldn't have said that. You have enough of what people tell you. You know who they are at this point. And yet we play this game. I just don't think strategy-wise to all the other people who are running for office in November on the GOP ticket that you got the guy at the top telling everybody it's rigged. And you know how people are. Well, why bother? I mean, people feel that way anyway. All right, we've got to take a break for bottom of the hour news. Back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Hillside Bethel Christian School students raised nearly $5,000 for the Decatur Lakeside 9/11 Memorial Project. The funds will be used to construct a flagpole and install landscaping at the site. Throughout February, nearly 45 students from the various programs at Hillside collected money for the project. All the students were recognized during a check presentation to the project yesterday. The Devon has announced the Pop Music in a Time Machine Concert Act Postmodern Jukebox is coming on July 25th. This is in the season ticket package. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 at devonamphitheater.com. Postmodern Jukebox is known for reworking popular modern music into different vintage genres, especially early 20th century forms like swing and jazz. Don't forget about our website where you can check out more stories, podcasts, and videos anytime you like. Find us on the internet. Our address is nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Biden administration is calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas connected to the release of hostages. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Egypt for talks. Fighting continues at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza.
Israel's military calls it precise operational activity. It says 50 of what it describes as Hamas terrorists were eliminated, taking the total kill to over 140 since Monday.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Willie James Pye is executed by lethal injection in Georgia.
He'd been convicted, along with another man, of abducting his former girlfriend, raping her, then shooting her to death in 1993. The other defendant was sentenced to 5 life prison terms. His legal team claimed Pye was intellectually disabled and therefore constitutionally ineligible for execution. The state's parole board disagreed and denied his application for clemency.
Fox's Jack Callahan is Georgia's first execution in 4 years. America's listening to Fox News.
The Brass Horn invites you to come to the Peter Millar Spring Event this Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday, 9:30 till 3. All of the new Peter Millar merchandise will be shown and the sales rep will be taking orders. Join them for food and beverages while they have the basketball games on their TV. Whether you need office or weekend wear, Peter Millar's style and quality can kick up anyone's wardrobe. So accept their invitation to the Peter Millar Event, the Brass Horn, 108 East Prairie Avenue in downtown Decatur or at brasshorn.com.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Spring into fashion at the Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel. Fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags and soft fuzzy bunnies for your Easter celebrations. Remember, Easter is early this year, so don't delay. And if you're looking for a fun girls' lunch, join us at the Decatur Club for informal modeling on March 27th. You don't have to be a member for this open dining experience. Call Jeff for reservations. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, downtown Decatur.
Here's Nick with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy to start, then become sunny, high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 35. For Friday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny, high near 66. And Saturday, partly sunny, high of 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 28 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:33.
listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This Shohei Ohtani story is interesting because it's constantly moving since last night when I first started reading about this till this morning. And the idea that you've got his longtime friend and translator, who's been fired by the Dodgers, I didn't know. I knew there was an interpreter. I didn't know if that was his guy or the organization's guy. You know, how does that work? Like, you know, when you sign a contract, like he signed, is the interpreter part of that? Is that out of your own pocket? I'm assuming it's out of your own pocket.
Depends. I mean, he probably could ask for whatever he asked for. So, I mean, in that case, it could be like my expenses are to be fronted.
It feels that way because yeah. It was the Dodgers right. That fired the guy. Now, evidently, this is all tied to gambling debts. But the question is, are they – at first, Ohtani said that he had paid off some of this guy's debts, right?
Yeah, even saying helping my friend.
Right. And then after his own people and lawyers looked into it, said, no, this guy has stolen $4.5 million from me. Now, $4.5 million is a lot of money, except when you're talking Ohtani.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not pocket change, but in his world – it's close.
Sure.
So this is what I don't understand. And from what it appears anyway, from baseball insiders, is that this guy got into problems, meaning the interpreter, and that Ohtani may have helped him in some way, but not to the tune of what the magnitude of the debt was when it was discovered. Does that sound right?
That's one of the interpretations that I had. Another sort of implied that that maybe he had kind of been scammed isn't the right word, but helping his friend out and not knowing what he was helping him with or whatever.
Or not to the tune of how much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the way I took it.
Yeah.
And then the guy who was running the illegal, because this is in California, there's not legalized gambling, knew the checks were coming under Ohtani's name. But he didn't, you know, and kind of use that to promote his side right. of things. So, I mean, this could be disastrous for him.
Yeah.
I mean, just because it's gambling.
Right.
And baseball's history with that. And your name being on it. It also just makes you wonder, you know, when you go to a land and you don't speak the language and you've got to rely on a guy who you think is your good friend and that guy's got way too much access, man, you can land yourself in a world of hurt fast.
Yeah, it could. I think that as the story is being put out, it doesn't seem like there's any integrity issues in terms of.
I don't think that either. Yeah. But what could have been if this had been leaked on the gamblers? I mean, you know, right. Your name is on the checks.
Right. It's hard to.
Now you got to prove that you didn't realize or whatever. You know, I just can't even imagine what it's like to be. I'm always so impressed, you know, with the F1 drivers because all of them speak English. You know what I mean? Where they're from, they can communicate in the language of where they are, mm-hmm. right? Some of them, Toto Wolff, speaks four languages. You know, but you're a young kid from Japan. You know, you land in America. You're this huge sensation. You make all this money. And, man, you've got to put all of that trust into this guy standing next to you.
Right.
And a couple of bad decisions on his part, and you land yourself into all kinds of a mess.
That's unique in that way, but the stakes being what they are with him, no question.
It just would be weird, right?
Yeah.
To not be able, even negotiations in all the things, right? You're not using your language.
That's crazy.
And not hoping for the worst. I'm hoping that this guy that got fired was the guy who created the mess and, you know, that's it.
Yeah, me too.
So what have you, I mean, there hasn't been any kind of anything around this guy, right? I mean,
nothing.
The player.
Nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, he's the poster boy of the entire sport. He's the ambassador playing in Korea right now. He's everything about, he's the best player in the game, maybe the best pitcher, certainly the best hitter, and when you combine the two, the best overall player. This is his coming out party, even though he's already been here, but with that powerful Dodgers team and a billion-dollar contract or $750 million contract, The stage is set for this guy to do it all the right way.
Yeah.
This is the first anything.
Right. So it is always amazing to me. I told you I started watching The Many Lives of Martha Stewart, mm-hmm. and I finished that yesterday. There's four episodes that are on Max. You can get them inside the app and no commercials, which is great. And the third episode is about her trial, her going to jail. Right.
Yep.
Fourth episode is about rebounding from that. And they cap it up nicely all the way to like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue this year and Snoop Dogg. And you got to go back, by the way, not for nothing. Just it's worth a YouTube search just to watch her performance at the Justin Bieber roast. If you've never seen it.
Yeah.
Or even if you've forgotten about it, because she slayed it.
I forgot about that, but I remember her doing well.
And you think, this is maybe one of the most powerful people on earth, you know, $1 billion brand. You know, she sat there at the stock exchange when her company went public and literally became a billionaire in minutes, a billionaire. And when you, look at the insider trading deal that if she had just been truthful about how it transpired, probably wouldn't even have been charges. If she had just not bothered to take it, like, you know, to do what she did, she would have lost $450,000.
Man.
In total stock value. $450,000 for a billionaire. And yet people do stupid things like that all the time.
Yep.
And you go, how could that pop? I mean, how could you not weigh, like, you know, the loss here versus the potential to lose it all? And you scratch your head, but we're human beings. We do stupid stuff, right?
Right.
So I was at first hearing the reports kind of going, oh, God, you know, this guy is so likable and so, you know, big and everything about him, just something you want to watch and follow. I hope this isn't bad.
Yeah. Bruno Mars pretty happy that somebody else is in the headlines.
Well, no, MGM had to like issue a statement. I mean, that's how ridiculous this stuff is and how just a whiff of it, mm-hmm. particularly in sports.
Oh, yeah.
Not as bad for Bruno Mars, although he doesn't want that reputation.
Right. If you hadn't heard, $50 million in gambling debt, allegedly, to the MGM properties.
Which he is like a partner with.
Yeah. He has a residency there and, And then they came out and said anything close to that is not reality.
Yeah.
But that was the headlines for a few days. And then Otani pops in with his interpreter's headlines. And this seems to be the there is a growing problem with gambling in the United States. On many levels, even down at the society level.
And the sport, well, no, it certainly at the society level. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to have a come to Jesus here. I mean, there is just no ifs, ands, or buts, not if, when. You cannot have all these sports taking all this money from this stuff and then be able to separate that when it comes to a player. I mean, they've done it and they continue to do it, but it's going to come to a head.
Yeah. Yeah, every major sport.
And it won't be the guy you can cut that doesn't have, I mean, it's going to be a superstar that has unbelievable clout and popularity and has a chance to be a bigger power than the people that you're cutting now because somebody on the Colts is, you know, punting team, you know, gambled wherever.
Right. Yeah.
Or the interpreter. And I just hope the interpreter is guilty because he would be the obvious fall guy if you were going to look at the scenario.
Right. Yeah, there's not a more disastrous situation if in baseball than if Otani has a gambling problem.
Right.
I mean, that's the tip of the spear, the very tip of the spear.
Yeah, because not many players can impact both sides of
and the global a game. Impact. But, I mean, everything. There couldn't be a worse. It'd be like if Mahomes and Kelsey both went down at the same time with it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Or LeBron and Steph.
Yep. Simultaneously.
Yeah, there's no parallel in baseball.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope it's as being stated today that, you know, that a friend, and this wouldn't be a news story either, took advantage of a friend.
Right.
And I would think with that kind of money, you know, the breadth of that would probably be easier to do than most people think.
Right.
All right. Let's hope for the best there. And yes, Bruno, get off Bruno's back. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, get out there and make some music. Come on. Quit letting that star erode, man. It's on top of the planet.
I know.
Go make some music.
It doesn't mean he deserves to be lied about.
No, he doesn't. I'm just saying that he has an opportunity, I think, to step right back where he was.
Yeah.
And just as whenever he wants to.
All right. Let's take a break when we get back here. Well, there's all kinds of stuff, but one of the interesting articles that I read yesterday in Sports Illustrated was someone asked every single coach in the NCAA tournament, basketball coach, what their favorite musician was. And most, if not all, answered.
Oh, wow.
And there's some really interesting stuff in this. Just, you know, I don't feel like if I look at Brad Underwood, I have any idea what kind of music he listens to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, like, even back in the day, what kind of music fan was Coach K?
Right.
Right? It's interesting. I promise you. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
The sun's out, temperatures are up, and Cardinals spring training is in full swing. The countdown to opening day is on, and it's time to fire up the grill. And thanks to Heinkel's Packing, we're giving away meat all month long on Byers & Company. Jalapeno cheddar hot dogs, andouille sausage, Polish sausage, Heinkel's bacon, and more. When you hear the sizzle of the grill, just call in and win. Or you can visit nowdecatur.com to get registered. Grilling season is here. It's the countdown to opening day with Heinkel's Packing.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to hit the road, tackle the yard, or start a new project, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 36-pound bags of Estate Crabgrass Preventer with lawn fertilizer, $32.99. All Trico wiper blades, 20% off for rewards members. Save 10% on assorted JMF plumbing supplies. Plus, with Easter just around the corner, get 20% off assorted Easter candy. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Hi, I'm Matt Fairchild from Hickory Point Bank. Whether you're looking for a loan to expand your business or a service-minded place to do your everyday banking, experience counts. And here at Hickory Point Bank, we have years and years of it. But experience doesn't just mean longevity. It means knowing when to rely on the tried and true and when to offer a more innovative solution. It means using everything we've learned to meet the banking needs of people just like you. Hickory Point Bank, member FDIC.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right, I did read it on Sports Illustrated, but the original post was not a Sports Illustrated piece. It was a reporter on X, Matt Norlander. And then in Train of Thoughts, he kind of recapped it and put it out there. So I want to make sure we give the credit where the credit is due. And it was interesting, as Sports Illustrated concludes, Michael Jackson got the most mentions with 4. And if you count Tom Izzo's, Michigan State's Tom Izzo going with the Jackson 5, that's technically 5. Jay-Z, Luke Combs, and the Eagles were the only artists to get 3 mentions. And the Beatles, considered by many to be the greatest band of all time, only got 1 mention. While the biggest thing going today, Taylor Swift, also only got 1 mention. That's an age thing, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Lack of Big East teams certainly hurt Billy Joel, who got no mentions. And no one gave a nod to the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Bruce Springsteen got 2. So you've got 68 coaches, and Michael Jackson is the top artist of choice with 4 nods. Five, if you count Tommy Izzo's Jackson.
And it sounds like 40 or 50 that each received one vote.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I don't even, this isn't a thing other than it is interesting to me that I saw the I and I clicked on it and Brad Underwood said Morgan Wallen.
I was going to guess country, but I wouldn't have guessed Morgan Wallen.
Is that still a thing?
Him?
Morgan Wallen. I mean, like the controversy.
Oh, controversy, no. He's full-fledged megastar.
There wasn't a controversy?
Well, I mean, there was. It was back then.
I don't know what that means.
People are past it. He's just a megastar now.
Okay. So no one cares about that at all.
I'm sure somebody does, okay. But collectively he's just back where he was pre his controversy. In fact, his controversy probably propelled him to the next level.
How?
He went number one because in response to his controversy, and
which is ridiculous. Well, stayed there. Okay, but you're saying popularity versus my question isn't about how many records he sold.
I couldn't guess how many records he sold. I'm saying like if they had the Grammys tomorrow and his name would be the first or second announced if he was performing.
Okay, but 3 years ago he wouldn't have even been allowed to be on the stage. Yeah. Right?
Right.
I mean, I'm not like remembering something that didn't happen.
No, I'm just saying people have moved past it. He apologized. He went and did his counseling or whatever. His label reinstated him and he became a big star.
Okay. All right. I just thought it was an interesting choice given the history of that. I'm not suggesting anything other than it was just a little surprising to me.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, it really wasn't. It's during COVID.
Yeah, and because he was in all kinds of hot water about the whole COVID thing to begin with, and then was videotaped that walking down a street using language that's not acceptable.
Yep.
Okay. I just think if I'm Brad Underwood, I'm not throwing anything even remotely close like that out there. I mean, who's going to know? Who cares? Kenny Rogers,
the gambler.
That's all I'm topical. Saying. It was interesting. There's a whole, anyway, Bob Marley.
Yeah, there you go.
On the list.
I want to see that new movie.
Is it just in theaters
now? It's available for digital purchase. It's not streaming yet. It'll be on Paramount when it does.
Okay, I can wait. They're usually pretty quick if you're not Tom Cruise about getting that out there. So, tournament starts today. You can listen right here. And you can check out Sports Illustrated if you want to see all 68 coaches and their favorite band or musical artist. There's some that I'm trying to click on the there's like four or five screenshots so you can go in and look at the different ones. And Drake, you've got – I don't even know who Jervis Campbell is, do you?
No.
Okay. You've got Queen. Yeah. Making the list. That's Nebraska's favorite, coach's favorite band. The Doobie Brothers. Mm-hmm. How old are some of these guys? Pearl Jam gets a vote.
There you go.
Wisconsin's coach is a big Luke Combs fan. Jimmy Buffett. What's WK? Is that Western Kansas University? Steve Lutz. The Black Crows. There's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't imagine these guys. I have this stereotype of coaches just not doing anything that any of us do, like taking time to listen to music.
Well, they got to drive with the truck and hit their hands on the steering wheel.
I feel like they're just even then, you know, like they just work 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like it's just all basketball.
There are some that have like leaned into being like friends, like at the pro level that are friends with their favorite artists.
Oh, why not?
All the shows, you know.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more. Nick's got your three-day forecast. City Hall insider Paul Osborne coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on this week's primary election, any surprises here locally, and voter turnout and all that. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny, high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 35. For Friday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny, high near 66. And Saturday, partly sunny, high near 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 29 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:53. This look at your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Spring into fashion at the Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel. Fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags and soft fuzzy bunnies for your Easter celebrations. Remember, Easter is early this year, so don't delay. And if you're looking for a fun girls lunch, join us at the Decatur Club for informal modeling on March 27th. You don't have to be a member for this open dining experience. Call Jeff for reservations. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, downtown Decatur.
The Brass Horn invites you to come to the Peter Millar Spring Event this Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday, 9:30 till 3. All of the new Peter Millar merchandise will be shown and the sales rep will be taking orders. Join them for food and beverages while they have the basketball games on their TV. Whether you need office or weekend wear, Peter Millar's style and quality can kick up anyone's wardrobe. So accept their invitation to the Peter Millar Event, The Brass Horn, 108 East Prairie Avenue in downtown Decatur or at brasshorn.com.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Living this way causes tremendous stress. We want to help. At LLCU, we have over 30 certified financial counselors ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There's no charge, no obligation, because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit LLCU.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, the best answer given by any of the 68 coaches as far as their musical taste is concerned was Kyle Smith, who is the men's basketball coach for Washington State. His pick was Digital Underground.
Nice. Shock G.
He's a 52-year-old white guy. He says his music taste stopped in 1992.
That's where Tupac got his start. Love it.
That's got to be the most interesting pick of the entire list.
I wonder if he likes that Dan Aykroyd movie, Nothing to Lose.
I don't know.
That had Digital Underground in it. Weird movie.
That's got to be the most interesting choice.
That's nice. Do you remember that weird movie?
I do not.
It was like this weird house that people would go to, and then they would get arrested while they were there, and there was this weird judge, and so they'd kind of be like confined to it, and there was bad makeup, and all these different people would come and go, and Digital Underground was on tour, and they got pulled into the courtroom. And it was an absurd movie.
I have zero.
Nothing to Lose.
All right, I'm not saying I'll watch it.
No, watch it.
Okay.
Do not watch it. I can't imagine it's any good.
So
last
night, speaking of which, and maybe I just didn't give it enough chance. I got finished with my Martha Stewart, run on the Many Lives of Martha Stewart inside the Max app. And I noticed that the Aquaman movie had arrived this week. It's unwatchable.
Oh no. It's that bad.
Nick, I tried. I mean, they're trying to do this Thor thing, you know, when done really well is really, you know, good. Right?
Right.
And yet I don't think that Jason Momoa is the actor that Chris Hemsworth is. Right. I mean, I really don't. And so they're trying to do this whole kind of thing where it's comedy relief and, you know, put the superhero into the context of like what they did with Ragnarok that was so good, right? And they tried to do in the last film. It is just bad.
Oh, man. I haven't had any interest to watch it, so now.
And I don't even know why I just thought, well, what the heck? You know, it's kind of throwaway night. I hadn't planned on anything, so why not?
Right.
It's here. They're promoting it to me as a big deal.
And it bombed.
Maybe it gets good, but man.
I got to clear it up. It was not nothing to Lose. That's Tim Robbins and Martin Lawrence, and that's a fun. It is nothing but trouble.
Now you've slandered.
No, that's a fun movie. I like Nothing to Lose. But it's nothing but trouble. 1991, John Candy, Chevy Chase, Demi Moore, Dan Aykroyd, Tupac. I mean, it's bad.
All right, this sounds to me like a hubris sort of thing. You know, just throw a bunch of stars at something and we'll put it together and make it work.
Yeah, 5.1 stars on IMDb.
All right. Yeah, I don't have nothing but trouble. Do we know the plot? You said it was like a weird...
Businessman and friends captured by a sadistic judge and his equally odd family in a bizarre mansion in the backwoods.
No recollection at all. At all. All right. City Hall insider Paul Osborne is just minutes away. We'll get his take on the primary election this week here in Macon County. His thoughts about voter turnout and all that. We'll be back after news. Don't go anywhere.
We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Lawmakers were back in Springfield yesterday to continue the spring session. Top of mind will be the state budget. Governor Pritzker proposes spending over $52 billion in state funds, including almost $1 billion in tax increases, ranging from caps on businesses' losses to increased sports betting fees and even capping the discount retailers get for collecting sales taxes. Legislators have until May 31st to pass a budget. Macon County K through 12 students are invited to participate in a nature photography contest with the Conservation District. Students can submit a photograph to be displayed in the upcoming exhibit, Nature in Focus. There are three categories, landscapes, wildlife, and humans in nature. First place in each category gets a $50.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.